Good morning, Madam Chairperson, members of the committee. As you indicated, my name is Jim Barr. I'm a representative of Long Island Abate. It's American Bikers for Awareness, Training, and Education. And I'm here to speak today because I'm opposed to the profiling of motorcyclists on the in Suffolk County, currently right now by the Suffolk County Police Department. For the record, we are very supportive of the police department. We work very closely hand in hand with the police department, but we are opposed to this particular tactic, called motorcycle-only checkpoints. Now, I came before this committee December of 2008. I testified before this committee to stop grant funding that was used exclusively to do motorcycle-only checkpoints in Suffolk County. This committee agreed. They held up the grant funding. I met with the chief of department at the time, Chief Panzo. We came to an agreement that they would no longer do motorcycle-only checkpoints. He agreed that it was discriminatory and So as a result, I came back here in January of 2009 and testified in favor of the grant money so that the police department could receive the grant so they can do functions on overtime. But it would be more of a safety and educational nature rather than selective enforcement on the motorcycle community. So then in September 28th of 2014, there was a new police chief, Chief of Department Burke, and September 28th to 14, Suffolk County Police Department hosted a motorcycle run in their parking lot at police headquarters on Yaphank Avenue, and they encouraged all motorcyclists to come down to headquarters and donate money for children with autism. Long Island Abate was a big supporter of that event. We recommended all our members to go there and donate. And on our way there, we encountered a motorcycle-only checkpoint on exit 65 of the Long Island Expressway service area. We were all pulled into there. Our motorcycles were inspected. Our paperwork was inspected. I received a ticket. Many other people received tickets. And then we were permitted to go on our way 20 minutes later. I met with that chief of department soon after that in October of 14. He understood our position, that was considered profiling of motorcyclists, considered to be unfair, and we had a handshake agreement that there'd be no more motorcycle-only checkpoints. Right now, we have another chief of department. I apologize, I don't know his name, but May 29th, the Suffolk County Police Department was out in force pulling over every motorcycle they could find, Long Island Expressway, Sunrise, William Floyd Parkway, and issuing multiple tickets, including tickets for not having proper gloves on. June 12th, they also held a motorcycle-only checkpoint in the same location on the Long Island Expressway. I rode in, mind my own business, ride along, subjected to come into it, received my tickets, several other people. But also, one of the motorcycles failed to stop and appeared to continue going straight. My understanding is a pursuit came about as a result, and it was a collision with this motorcyclist. Rumor has it with the police car. I don't know that for sure. But the motorcyclist that didn't pull into the rest area was injured, broken leg, and hospitalized. So I would like this committee, grant fund, 16 states have laws prohibiting motorcycle checkpoints. Two states have laws saying you're not allowed to pull over a motorcyclist without probable cause. I was just down in Washington, D.C. last month with legislation trying to get nationally. I'd like to submit it to the record for your committee to consider on a Suffolk County basis. I would like to see a law making it illegal to profile motorcyclists simply because they are on a motorcycle. So I'd like you to take that into consideration. But I'd also like you to ask you the funding source of this, because in December of 2015, the President of the United States signed the new Highway Federal, the FAST Act, the Highway Federal Bill. In that, it included language prohibiting NHTSA to send any funds to any states to perform motorcycle-only checkpoints. So I'd like to know if this was grant-funded from the federal or if it was local funding.
Jim, I don't know, but I do want to ask you a question because I did receive a message from someone about what was going on William Floyd Parkway, not on William Floyd, on the LIE, I guess about 66.
Yes, between 65 and 66.
That's where it was. Now, I heard that there was a helicopter had landed. Was that for that motorcyclist?
I believe the police department could answer better. The understanding was it was there for as a chase vehicle if a motorcyclist failed to stop.
Okay, but the police department does have a policy not to chase motorcycles.
That is my understanding. There was a mobile command center set up, a helicopter. 8 motorcycle cops, a dozen motorcycle cars. It was a whole big procedure. And signs on the highway that said if you all motorcycles must exit, and if you didn't, I believe that they went after the motorcyclists.
So what's New York state law on profiling of motorcycles?
Currently, New York State doesn't have a law prohibiting the profiling of motorcyclists. Washington State in 2011 was the first state to pass it, and Maryland just passed it 1 month ago when the governor signed that bill. So there's only two states currently. And this legislation that I'd like to submit to you, understand this is written on a federal level, but if you can use the contents of it, this is the legislation that was just passed in two states.
Okay, Josh will take it from you.
And if I may tell you, I also have a couple of hundred signed individual statements of harassment of motorcyclists simply being pulled over because of our motorcycles, not because of equipment, you know, not because of probable cause.
Okay, and I mean, understand there are occasions where, you know, I can tell you on William Floyd Parkway, we have a number of problems with the certain types of motorcycles, speeding down the road, racing down the road. Generally, I don't see the Harleys doing that kind of stuff. It's the other types of motorcycles. But I definitely will reach out to the PD. I did see a police report, press release on the incident and check-in, but I did hear about the helicopter and I was trying to figure out what that was about. So we'll be following up with you.
Okay, thank you. And for the record, Long Island Bay does reach out to the motorcycle community, motorcyclists, and ask them to please ride responsibly. We don't condone the behavior of some sport bike riders.
I know that.
We're doing everything we can to try to get them to stop, but doesn't mean that all motorcyclists should be subjected to profiling.
You can't control other people's bad behavior. Thank you.
Thank you.